Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Israel's dystopian killing machine has been exposed in truly chilling and gruesome detail. Now, you may have concluded that you're not capable of being shocked anymore after 6 months of the genocidal slaughter against the Palestinian people of Gaza. Well, I fear, and I warn you, you may have to find some more room for some more shock. A new piece, an extraordinary piece, has been published by the Israeli-Palestinian publication Plus 972 magazine, and it's penned by the superb Israeli investigative journalist Yuval Abraham. It's based on testimony from six Israeli intelligence officers, all of whom have served in the Israeli army during the current onslaught against Gaza. And they detail an AI, artificial intelligence-based program, which has been used to reduce Gaza to its state of murderous ruin. Now, this AI program is called Lavender, and it's played a crucial role in a bombing campaign which has severely damaged or destroyed most civilian infrastructure, leaving Gaza looking a different colour and texture when looked at from space, and slaughtering tens of thousands, of course, of Palestinians, many of them children. We'll come on to that. According to the intelligence sources who have briefed Plus 972 magazine, Yuval Abraham, the influence on the military's operation was such that they essentially treated the outputs of the AI machine as if it was a human decision. So what the system does is mark all suspected operatives in the military wings of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, including low-ranking ones, really important, we'll talk about that, as potential bombing targets. Now, here it would be clearly instructive to know how these so-called operatives were defined, because work by human rights organisations in previous, much, much smaller Israeli onslaughts against Gaza have revealed that Israel uses Hamas, let alone other armed groups, as a catch-all term, which includes so-called targets, which by no definition are armed militants who pose any sort of threat to Israeli forces of any description. We'll talk about that. Now, they relied, the Israeli forces, on Lavender when targeting as many as 37,000 Palestinians as suspected militants and their homes for possible airstrikes. Now, as a previous Plus 972 investigation pointed out, which I covered at the time, imagine Hamas targeted the homes of Israeli soldiers when they were with their families, at night, lying in bed, blowing them all up, including their children. Well, that would quite correctly be regarded as a truly hideous crime, would it not? It's worth keeping that in mind as you listen. Now, according to the piece, in the early stage of the so-called war, the army gave sweeping approval for officers to adopt Lavender's kill lists without requiring them to thoroughly check, as humans, why the machine made those choices or to examine the raw intelligence data in which they were based. Dystopian doesn't really cover this, does it? It's like the most warped version of Black Mirror imaginable, but it's real. Now, apparently one source stated that human personnel often served only as a rubber stamp for the machine's decisions. So normally they would devote only 20 seconds to each target before authorising a bombing. And guess what the criteria for ensuring that this was the right target? It's whether the target was male. So to return to the point I made earlier, we're relying on a machine here to decide who is an actual so-called military target. And the human oversight there is based on whether they're a man, with a process deciding whether the target, and indeed often their entire families, live or die based on 20 seconds of human insight. And the clincher, or one of them, listen to this. This was despite knowing that the system makes what are regarded as errors in approximately 10% of cases and is known to occasionally mark individuals who have merely a loose connection to militant groups or no connection at all. In these cases, by the way, they were targeted, for example, because they had a name or nickname identical to that of a Hamas operative. Although I would, of course, love to know the process which determines whether an error was made. But therefore, we know as a fact that people who are not legitimate targets of any kind have not only been slaughtered themselves, but often including alongside their entire families, including their children. As the piece notes, the Israeli army systematically attacked the targeted individuals while they were in their homes, usually at night, while the whole families were present, rather than during the course of military activity. According to the sources, this was because, from what they regarded as an intelligence standpoint, it was easier to locate the individuals in their private homes. An automated system was used to specifically track the targeted individuals and carry out bombings when they entered families' residences. Now listen to this. Do you know what they call that system? Where's Daddy? The consequences, as the sources themselves have said, is that thousands of Palestinians, mostly women and children, and those with nothing to do with any fighting, were slaughtered by airstrikes, especially in the first few weeks, because of decisions made by an artificial intelligence program. Well, these sources have offered testimonies, which I think will prove invaluable in the future war crimes tribunal, which we need to fight for. Now, the sources make it clear the IDF bombed them in homes without hesitation as the first option, because it's easier to bomb a home rather than look for them whilst fighting.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Which would at least ensure that they were targeting a militant and spare their families from being exterminated. Now, as I said, I did a video on a previous Superb Plus 972 magazine investigation about the so-called Gospel AI machine, which marks buildings and structures the army claims militants operate from. But Lavender is about targeting people. It's an AI-compiled kill list. Now, as ever, when discussing the horrors unleashed against Gaza, this only gets worse. When targeting what are only alleged junior militants, often with their families, the army preferred to use unguided missiles known as dumb bombs, unlike smart precision bombs. You've seen the impact of these bombings. They can bring down entire buildings, crashing down on everyone who lives in them, killing and maiming often large numbers of people. One source says, you don't want to waste expensive bombs on unimportant people. It's very expensive for the country and there's a shortage of those bombs. Well, Palestinian life is cheap, in the most literal of senses. Another source said they'd personally authorised the bombing of hundreds of private homes of alleged junior operatives marked by Lavender, with many of these attacks killing civilians and entire families as collateral damage. Previously, the Israeli army didn't authorise any collateral damage during assassinations of low-ranking militants. But for what I must emphasise are alleged junior Hamas operatives, they could kill now up to 15 or 20 civilians. Just process that. Up to 20 civilians. They're not targets. That's the point. They shouldn't be targets. Up to 20 civilians could be slaughtered for the sake of killing a low-level target who may not actually be whatever the AI machine has determined them to be anyway. Now, the sources added that in the event the target was a senior Hamas official with rank of battalion or brigade commander, on several occasions the army had authorised the killing of more than 100 civilians when assassinating a single commander. The evidence just shows the utter moral degradation evolved here from a place which was already morally degraded. In that, in previous onslaughts, because it was understood that killing someone in a private home when their entire family was there was especially brutal, you're not kidding, you know, in terms of how you kill someone, what they did allegedly previously was to ensure that such human targets had previously been marked very carefully, with only senior military commanders bombed in their homes to maintain what was described as the principle of proportionality under international law. Since 7 October, under so-called Operation Iron Swords, instead all operatives were designated as human targets. Their rank or military importance, not relevant. They're all targets to be bombed. Finding out their information, like where they lived, previously was done by humans because there was a manageable number. But when the kill list is tens of thousands of lower-ranking operatives, that's not possible. So it becomes automated software and artificial intelligence. 37,000 Palestinians as potential targets. Then multiply that by however many relatives and civilians are nearby in one of the most densely populated places on Earth. Well, this completely destroys, does it not, the narrative about human shields. You can't talk about human shields when you're targeting low-level operatives in their private homes where they live with their families. That's clearly a nonsense, isn't it? And to underline just how disturbing this definition of junior operatives is, a source says they didn't know who they were previously because they weren't tracked routinely before 7th of October. So they wanted them to go, especially the IDF, for junior operatives. Why? Because they're done automatically. So you get loads and loads and loads and loads of targets. So if Lavender decides an individual's a Hamas militant, That was therefore to treat the IDF soldiers in question had to treat that as an order from an AI machine. No requirement to independently check why the machine made that choice, to look at the raw intelligence data and what it was based. As soon as the individual was at home, they were there to be immediately bombed. But sometimes the individual wasn't even home because military officers didn't verify the information in real time. The sources also made it clear that there were times when a Hamas operative was defined more broadly, the point I was making earlier. The machine brought them names of civil defense personnel or police officers who they say, the source, on whom it would be a shame to waste bombs. They help the Hamas government, they say, but they don't really endanger soldiers. I'll be honest, this is a disturbing nightmare. A disturbing sci-fi nightmare made real. Using AI to, in practice, legitimize the mass slaughter of vast, vast numbers of people. That whole human shield thesis lies rotting in the rubble of Gaza, along with so many tens of thousands of people. Using this entirely questionable concept of a low-level operative, convicted as such by artificial intelligence, with the knowledge that there is a significant margin of error, with no meaningful human oversight over who they are at all, with up to 20 civilians considered fair game to take that one so-called low-level target out. We were told 14,000 plus kids, not including those buried under the rubble, that is, have been killed in Gaza, in part because they were used as human shields by Hamas. This crucial piece of investigative journalism reveals that when Hamas wishes to kill someone, the state waited until that person returned home, then dropped, in general, a dumb bomb on that home, exterminating his entire family. We already have enough information to know one of the great crimes of our age has been committed. And this incredibly courageous work, which you must read by Yuval Abraham and Plus 972 magazine, offers up the anatomy of a genocidal war. But there'll be far more evidence to come. There's no doubt about that. And we can see now Israel's impunity collapsing, not least because they wiped out, they killed, they slaughtered 7 Westerners. And it is truly repulsive not to detract away from the horror of what those families are going through now. That is only Western blood being spilled that leads to Israel suddenly being held to account. So let's remember the mass slaughter of so many Palestinians. And this crucial piece of work shows, in part, how that has happened. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Do share the video. Do read the piece. I'll leave the link in the bio. Keep the show on the road on patreon.com/OJ84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.